The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be discussing how physical inactivity and smoking is linked to patient fatigue. People with multiple sclerosis who smoke tobacco or are not physically active are more likely to experience fatigue that interferes with their daily life, a study indicates. The findings suggest that physical exercise and quitting smoking could help ease fatigue in people with multiple sclerosis. The study, Associations Between Fatigue Impact and Lifestyle Factors in People with Multiple Sclerosis, the Danish MS Hospitals Rehabilitation Study, was published in the journal Multiple Sclerosis and Related Disorders. Fatigue, broadly referring to a lack of physical and/or mental energy, affects as many as 4 out of every 5 people with MS. It results from a variety of factors, including biological processes related to the disease itself, as well as secondary issues like lack of sleep and depression. Lifestyle factors, from diet to physical activity to substance use, can substantially affect fatigue. Now, a team of researchers based in Sweden and Denmark looked for connections between reported fatigue and various lifestyle factors. The team analyzed data from 417 people with MS, with a median age of 51 years. 69% were female, and median time of 8 years since diagnosis. Of the group, 41% had relapsing remitting MS, 43% had secondary progressive MS, and 16% had primary progressive MS. All of the patients were at least somewhat mobile, as evidenced by a score of 7.5 or less on the Expanded Disability Status Scale. To measure fatigue, the researchers used the Modified Fatigue Impact Scale, which assesses how much fatigue affects a person during common daily activities across 3 domains: physical, cognitive, and psychosocial. Higher scores on this scale correspond to worse fatigue. The mean total MFIS score of the group was 39 points. Statistical analysis demonstrated that people with MS who smoked tobacco were more likely to have an MFIS score, as well as those who were less physically active. Higher scores were also associated with shorter time since diagnosis. Of note, alcohol intake was not significantly associated with MFIS scores in these analyses. These associations were greatly consistent across the 3 domains, although not all associations were statistically significant for every domain. Physical activity showed the most pronounced association with fatigue impact on physical and psychosocial functioning, while the impact of cognitive functioning showed a trend. Tobacco smoking contributed significantly to the impact on psychosocial functioning, the researchers wrote. Since physical inactivity and smoking were associated with worsening fatigue, the researchers suggested that quitting smoking and exercising more regularly could help people with MS. The present study adds further evidence to the beneficial side effects that physical activity and exercise has for people with multiple sclerosis. The team noted that further research is needed to determine the optimal exercise regimen. Although future longitudinal studies outlining the optimal physical activity are still warranted, introducing physical activity and exercise does seem like a useful approach for rehabilitation services and management of fatigue, the team wrote. A notable limitation of the study is that the analysis conducted were designed to find statistical associations, not cause and effect relationships. As such, further research is needed to determine whether altering physical activity or smoking status can directly affect fatigue. The researchers also noted that some influences, such as depression and sleep problems, were not included in the analysis.
Coming up next, perspectives from MS News Today columnist Jesse Ace.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hey, I'm Jesse Ace, a columnist for MS News Today, and today I'll be reading an article from my column Disabled to Enabled. Virtual reality could play a role in the future of our health. This week, I went to Tokyo, saw elephants up close in Africa, flew over New York, and watched a stage show all in one day. How is it possible? Virtual reality, of course. Being unable to play badminton in lockdown has forced my husband to seek competitiveness elsewhere. I grew tired of him constantly asking if we could get a ping pong table in place of our dining table, so because he loves gadgets, we compromised on a VR headset. He purchased an Oculus Quest VR headset device, and I must admit, I find it fascinating. I hate being unable to be with the people that I love right now, as I'm sure we all are. I also miss doing fun things like going to the zoo or the cinema or the mall. Escaping with virtual reality is a great alternative. Visiting the elephants, seeing a stage musical up close, and playing virtual sports are the perfect form of escapism. Initially, I found it challenging to use the virtual hands that come with the set and to move around in a virtual environment, but once I got used to it, it was delightful. Users can do so many things in VR, including swimming with sharks, riding roller coasters, seeing musicians, meditating, hanging out at a nightclub, or even floating around in space if you really wanted to. Some studies are looking into whether VR could help people with MS. For example, it's currently being tested for motor rehabilitation to see if it can lead to improvements in upper limb function, although that study's data seems to be inconclusive for now. Until we see a proven connection between VR and improvements in MS symptoms, let's think about how we might one day use this technology in other ways. Imagine in the future that we could do video calls on a VR headset to feel like we are with the people that we love. I've been unable to hug my mum since March last year, and I'm sure many others are in the same situation. Imagine if VR could help provide that human connection in a safe environment free of germs and illness. It would be great to use it when we can't go outdoors or when we are hospitalised for long periods. What if we could use VR to go to neurology appointments without having to be there in person, surrounded by all the germs and the potential viruses? That would be taking telehealth to a new level. Maybe one day VR will be used as a form of physical therapy with trained professionals showing us how to effectively move our bodies. Or imagine doing a VR yoga class where we feel like we're really in a classroom full of people, but in reality, our downward-facing dog is in the comfort of our own home. The biopharmaceutical firm EMD Serono studied the use of VR to teach others about MS. Improving MS education is vital, as there is so little understanding of the disease still. The company's VR program, MS from the Inside Out, mimics MS symptoms to provide a sensory-rich, immersive environment and to show what happens to the nerve cells of people with MS. The power of VR technology is increasing daily, and I believe it will significantly impact our lives in the future. VR makes it feel as if we're in a completely different place, and we can almost forget that it's not real when we have the headset on. Taking the headset off and returning to reality is even stranger.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.